Primatologists and evolutionary biologists often point to chimpanzees to explain human nature. After all, chimps share 98.7% of their DNA with us, and they're our closest living non-human relatives. Like us, chimps are intelligent, but they can also be violent and aggressive. They rape and kill, just as we do. We have another family of ape relatives, though, bonobos. They're kind of the good twins, gentle, pacifist, and matriarchal. Animal researcher Vanessa Woods has spent a lot of time studying and living with bonobos. She told Anne Strangechamps, "The question we all need to ask ourselves is, which are we, chimp or bonobo?"
I'm definitely a bonobo. I've spent so much time. I think I occasionally have chimpanzee flashes, but I would like to be more bonobo. I think that it would pay if more people would be bonobo people.
And what are bonobo people like compared to chimp people?
Well, you know, less not preferring to stay away from conflict, you know, trying not to be so domineering, trying not to solve situations with violence and dominance. I mean, more cooperative in general.
That sort of makes it sound like they're just better. Is there a downside to being a bonobo person?
Is there a downside? Well, I'm really biased, so you shouldn't be asking me. You should be asking like a chimp person, because they would be saying, yeah, because bonobos are like seriously boring. Because chimpanzees, they're just these, you know, incredible creatures, and they have these coalitions and they have war. But I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, who would I rather wake up in the morning as? I would rather wake up as a bonobo, because I would much rather protect those I love from violence at the hands of my own species.
Hmm. And it's interesting because there have been these debates for decades, centuries maybe, about human altruism, whether we're naturally altruistic or whether it's something that has to be taught. Does that make you think that altruism is hardwired in us?
Well, I mean, you know, Felix Varnekin did a study and saw that, you know, altruism exists in sort of 2-year-old, 18-month-old infants, you know, and they can't talk, and there's arguably they've absorbed very little culture. So, I mean, I think in some ways altruism is, I guess, if you like to say, hardwired. I think, you know, it's a combination of nature and nurture. But we're all trying to figure out what it is that makes us human, like what it is that makes us special. But I'm never surprised when people find it in our closest living relatives because, you know, all these traits, I mean, they have to come from somewhere. I mean, we didn't just sort of spring out as this kind of blank slate. So, you know, when I see altruism in bonobos or grief in bonobos or love in bonobos, I'm not surprised at all. And anyone who has a dog knows that animals have emotions.
Mm. Why then aren't bonobos running the world? I mean, it sort of seems like it's that, you know, we became much more chimp-like than bonobo-like, and we're running the world, but what happened to all those wonderful bonobo traits?
Well, I think we are very bonobo, and in some ways we're more bonobo than bonobo, because when you talk about cooperation, when you talk about altruism, we can be wonderful, wonderful people. And you hear these stories every day about what people are doing for each other, the wonderful things we're doing for each other. And I think that in joint with, I guess, our competitive edge and striving always to be like a little bit better and get a little bit more in control, I guess the chimpanzee side is we've gotten to the way we are. I mean, the reason why bonobos aren't running the world is that they don't want to. I mean, they've got everything they need right there in the Congo Basin. They've got, you know, a lot of food, a lot of sex. I mean, why? Running the world is like a really, really stressful job. Why would you want that?
The bonobos you saw live largely just in the Congo, and those are the only bonobos in the world. They're pretty endangered. You write that if we lose the bonobos, we'll never learn their secret. What is their secret?
Is how to live in a world without violence. And I mean, you know, we are losing species everywhere and we're losing them all over the place. And sometimes people ask me, you know, what about the polar bears? Or what about this, you know, really endangered lemur in Madagascar? I mean, why should we care about bonobos more than we care for all these other species? And just the answer is that they have something that for all our intelligence and, you know, for all our, I guess, a cultural advancement we haven't been able to have, and that is just a world without violence. We can't do it. We absolutely cannot do it. We know, we all know intellectually that it would be great not to kill each other and not to hurt each other, but still the level of violence in the world today, and even in America, and even in our own neighborhoods, is just extraordinary. And bonobos don't have it, and we need to find out why and how.
And what are the questions we would need to ask first to begin to figure that out?
Well, I guess, you know, the most important thing to figure out is that what are the contexts in which human violence occurs. I mean, when you hear about religious violence or racial violence, I guess there's this kind of instinct to just say, oh, it's just those kind of people. Like, nobody like me would ever behave that way. But when, I guess, you look at the biological basis for aggression, we share with chimpanzees this tendency towards violence, towards people who we think of as not like us. So I think it's really crucial to understand, to really understand and not just be afraid of it, this biological basis for aggression, why it occurs, how it occurs, so that we can put these structures in place to manage it. And, you know, in some ways we already do. We have police forces and justice systems to make sure that we can't just go out on a chimpanzee on a rampage whenever we feel like it. But, you know, there needs to be more. And bonobos, they have this mechanism to diffuse tension and to make sure there's no lethal violence. And we need to figure out more about that mechanism and how we could adopt a mechanism similar to that.
Vanessa Woods writes about her work with bonobos in a new scientific memoir called Bonobo Handshake. She spoke with Anne Strangechamps. So what about you? Are you more bonobo or chimp? Join the conversation about human nature on our Facebook page or through our website at ttbook.org.